right, joining me now, Jake Martin, the newly appointed head coach of the Mercer football Mustangs. Congratulations to you. I am happy for you.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it, Chops. It's really a blessing to come back home and be here with the boys and try to mentor them the best we can. Help.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. In the search for a football coach, every time we'd see Ron Burse. Anyway, we got an interview coming up. Oh, we got an interview. I had never heard your name mentioned until I got the press release saying that you were the head coach. So, you know, you must have made a great impression on them. You are one of our own. You graduated in 2017. And if you ask the kids on the school bus going to Pineville, you're the greatest player that ever played Rossard Mustangs football.
I appreciate that. I don't know if I'm there, but I'm glad.
Now, there were some good ones, and you had a hell of a quarterback back then.
Oh, yeah.
In Chase Keller, you know, and those were great times, and you know, we had a lot of success. Paul Wiggins did a great job, you know, as the head coach. The Martin family, somebody referred to as the first family of Rossard football, and I will not dispute that one iota. Grandpa Clarence, all the way down to Jared, Jed, yourself, and Joey, you know, have been core people involved. Joey Martin is my source for any records, statistical stuff. Did a great job getting the stats on immediately the night of the ball game. Made my job writing stories easy. And it's, you know, great to have the Martin clan back. Just talking with the players that play basketball and that I know, my family member John Kramer and stuff, there is a lot of happiness that you are in charge. There is a lot of optimism and anticipation of great things ahead. And right now, I think the timing is perfect for a Brossard grad to take over the Brossard program. Now, Newport Catholic brings back Terry Brown, who was in a Pendleton County connection before going to Cub Camp. He is now the head coach. He's a New Camp grad at New Camp. The gentleman they assigned over at Cub Camp, Campbell County, his name escapes me, but he...
Honaker.
Okay, Honaker is a Campbell County. Is this kind of becoming a trend, or is it just something coincidental?
Well, you see it more and more, and the one thing that alumni we can do is, obviously, we're not in it for the money. There's no big money that are going to be thrown.
Well, I've always been in it for the money.
And that's something that we're going to bring to the table as well. Is, I'm not going to be alone. We're going to have a 12-man coaching staff.
All right. That was one of my questions coming up.
A lot of them are going to be...
So be right on in there and talk about the coaching staff.
So there's a couple of them that are Rossard alumni, Joey Martin being one you mentioned before. He's going to be a big help doing stats, film, a lot of his other things. And then we'll have Griffin Gepper back. He was a...
Nice choice. Yep.
Nathan Beasel, he's back to call the offense.
Otto in the house.
Yep. And let's see, there's one more, Trevor Shaver. So he'll be back up and out as well.
All right, what's Joe Shook doing? Is he part of it?
Joe Shook's back. He after doing his hiatus over there at the middle school program, he's going to be back as our JV head coach.
Okay, very good.
Manning up the
team. He was on the broadcast team last year with Brian Cooks. It's the reason I knew that he had stepped down from broadcasting to get back on the field. So,
yep.
You know, and he was a great source. I had Vince Nerone. Vince Nerone made me look good because Vince Nerone could tell you the formation, any changes, iteration, what we were trying to do. And then whoever set the big block, you know, what we needed. treated Vince Nerone was excellent. And I think Joe Shook brought the same to the broadcast with Brian Foote last year. All right, so happy to hear a lot of old football players who must have enjoyed their time in the roster program back on staff. You probably already answered this, but I got it down. I'll ask it. What was your motivation for taking the Brosser job?
Well, Brosser left a lasting impact on my life. I truly believe, I don't believe where I am today, running my own business, without the support of the Bishop Brosser community. And it's been a long 2 years. Don't get me wrong, I love the people down in Pendleton County. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to go down there.
But your blood runs green.
We're green. We're green, and that's just how it is. And no hard feelings down there at Pendleton, but man, are we blessed to be back here and help support this team.
Absolutely, and we are really happy to have you. All right, you are a Brosser guy. We've established that. You are coming from a Brosser family. We have established that. You know, they talk about home run hires. Well, you know, love to have a home run hire. But in order, maybe, you know, you are a lot like me. I was a girls' basketball coach. I started with no varsity coaching experience. I think I did pretty well for the 5 years I was here. And I might still be the girls' varsity coach if it weren't for the KHSAA stepping in and getting tough on paraprofessional head coaches. I could see you perhaps staying and coaching Brosser football for 20 or 25 years.
And I would love to. That is the goal. That is the plan. I truly believe that we can take Brosser to the next level.
All right. That's also on my sheet coming up. Then talking about near-term vision, long-term vision. All right. So let's kind of stay on script here. All great coaches were once beginners, and over time, I think that you can develop this program into a Class 1A or 2A, whatever we become, contender.
Yes, sir.
You know, and it may take a little time, but I'm going to ask you some of the things that you think that we need to do in order to get there, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But right now, as you come in and you're sitting here next to me on February the 6th, what's your short-term vision for the Brosser football program this year, and then what's your long-term vision as you look down the road?
Yes, sir. So, starters, we need to get our numbers back up, and that starts with talking to the boys in the school. I truly believe we have the athletes in the school, but being a 1A, smaller school, we live and die by multi-sport athletes, and that's something I push on the boys now, like some of those seniors, Quentin Tishner in particular. I said, why are you not playing center right now for Mustang basketball team? So, I'm thinking about it. And I truly believe small schools live and die by that, the multi-sport athlete. So if we can get our numbers back up and we can get back after it, I truly believe a regional championship isn't out of the question. I mean, there's going to be a lot of hard work that goes into that, a lot of preparation. I truly believe we have the people in place to work towards that. Now, long-term goal, you hear me say, I want to win a state championship. I mean,
and you know what? We're capable of doing that.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me, people out there? Campbell County next door is a 6A school.
Yes, sir.
And if I go on record and say Bishop Brosser has a much better chance of winning a state championship than do the 1,600-person Campbell County Camels, I am right. Because competition in 6A is a whole different animal.
Yes, sir.
Lexington Sayre, 2 years ago, we scrimmaged them. They had two or three outstanding players, which made them better than us. Well, they won the Class A state championship, which should motivate us to be able to step up. And eventually, at some point, we've got the facility, We've got the population. We've got the kids out there. We've got the junior high feeder program. Why can't we develop into a Raceland, Pikeville, Paintsville, Sayre type competitive program?
And that starts with the scheduling. And as you know, the football teams have a two-year contract for scheduling. So we're planning on bumping up the schedule this upcoming, not this upcoming year, but the next season. We're going to be playing some 5A teams in Scott, Boone County, to where we're up in that competition and earlier in the season. Yes, it's going to be tougher on us, but I truly think it'll be rewarding once we get in the districts and later on in the playoffs.
You know, there is nothing like playing a superior opponent to pointing out your shortcomings and the things that you need to get better at in order to compete at that level.
Couldn't agree more. Don't want to put any shots, but some other teams that we were playing with, we were kind of getting by off just our athletes. You know what I mean? To where we're not really seeing those balls in the film, but I truly believe that rising that competition up is going to truly help us.
All right. We all seem to be on the same program. You mentioned increasing the numbers on the roster. I think we had 35 last year. 40 is kind of acceptable. 45 would be great. Anything above that will have to add in addition to the locker room down at the MAC. And wouldn't that be nice to put another building right out in that green space, right out in the middle, where we would have an officials' locker room and 60 men, locker rooms, meeting rooms, things of that nature.
I don't want to get greedy with the beautiful facilities that we have, but man, would that be a good problem to have to build a new facility for that.
Well, you're a popular guy right now. You're obviously on a honeymoon. You may last 2 years, you may last 32 years, but right now, there is a really good vibe about Jake Martin and the Martins and Paco and Shadle, all the guys you mentioned coming back now. It's like we've taken our program back.
I agree.
All right, here is another issue. Keeping our players, our junior high players, in our program. So it's tough. Right now we have had played in two championship games in the last 2 years in a 28-team small school division. We won 2 years ago, defeating Newport Catholic soundly. We weren't able to keep totally all those guys together and keep them progressing. Last year, once again, we played in the championship game. We played without Leo Smith, the quarterback. Newcastle got us. But once again, we're having players looking for the Holy Grail elsewhere. In order for us to win a state championship or to compete at the highest level, we got to keep these kids in our program. How do we combat this?
So my plan and vision is for that is we're going to start a Big Brother program with middle school Colts. And what that is essentially is a senior, a freshman, and an eighth grader are going to be paired up, junior, seventh grader, and a sophomore, sixth grader. And what we're going to do is me and Travis are going to work very, very close together. Travis Martin is the middle school head coach, to where before his practice, after my practice, we're going to meet once a week. And just where the boys can bond together, talk about goals for school, goals for the weekly football game, and then just life outside of football. And then we'll have multiple team bonding events with that as well. I'm looking into renting out Southern Lanes for the night or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to be as honest as I can. We need to do that because we are in competition with the Carruthers Road Hill. We are in competition with Campbell. It's a new kid. Mission, their coaches and their club moderators to conduct events to bring our kids onto their hill, dress them in uniforms, hung up on them, endear themselves to them, you know, all the way through dance teams, play performances, basketball, whatever, and they're doing a great job. And we kind of, I feel, maybe have been out hustled in that area over the last 2 years.
And we're going to work tirelessly to where we can keep that Colts, because if they're a Colt, they should be a Mustang. That's the thing that has always been since the beginning of the time.
You know, Kenny Shields used to talk about working the cafeteria. And when, you know, he went to Highlands, which was not a basketball school, it was a football school. The basketball program had never done anything, and he said, I worked the cafeteria. I went to every football game I could. I sold concessions, and I hooked up on those guys. He said, you know what the great thing about getting football players was? That when they come in, they're not in basketball shape, but by God, by January and February, when it's time to go win regionals, they are. So it's kind of a reverse thing, as I'm using him as an example, even though he was a basketball coach. I think it is immensely important that the head coach endear themselves to the kids and the community. And we'll leave it right there. All right. Should we expect any major changes in the style of play that we have seen through the Wiggins and the Kazerski era?
So Nate's got quite a bit of different plays that he has set up in his playbook, but primarily we're going to be...
See what kind of players you got.
Exactly, and that's something that we've talked about is we're personnel driven. So if we have some guys that we think can do different sort of things on the field, we're going to put them in a position to make that happen, where we're not set in stone on everything. If we truly believe a guy like Quentin Tishner can flex out as a tight end and motion him into a full block and knock out that defensive end, we're going to do different things like that. But for the most part, we're going to be about 60-40 with the run, and we're going to be try to establish that run game that's seen the lack in the past couple of years.
Okay. All right. You know, and that is good. And I'm sure you're going to take a look, and that could change. That could change two or three times between now and when we go to war at the end of August. Our football program is nearly 20 years old. And when we started it, the good folks down on the Carruthers Road Hill, and, you know, I'm not taking a shot at them here. They're doing the best they can to further their own program. Kind of panicked a little bit, thought maybe all the kids would come and embrace Brossard, and Brossard might put them on the short end of the football stick. Well, it has not. So in 20 years, while we can compete, win a district, be runners-up in a district, win a opening round game, it seems that Newcastle's been there to send us and kick our behinds in, you know, the postseason. And I guess, you know, I'm 78 years old. In my lifetime, you know, will I go to a playoff game someday and see a Bishop Prosser football team, maybe be the Newcastle football team?
Well, I'd love for that to happen, of course. And I'm telling the boys now, if we can get the numbers out there in our core group of boys that have been playing for 4 years, well, not just 4 years of high school, but also the 3 years in the middle school program, I keep telling them, why not now?
Yeah,
why not now? And it's 100% up to you guys. I mean, we have the coaches there to help guide you, but it's all about the effort that you want to come in and put in every day.
All right, very good. The schedule, you touched on that. Are we locked in to the second year of contracts on the majority of the games?
Not
that we played out last year.
We got 1 week open yet that we're still looking to fill. But like I said before, we're that's the spot we're looking at for Boone. But we're looking at Scott, 5A, right? St. Henry, they're going to be 2A. I know they're not much this year, but
they'll get there
in the fight for years.
Yep.
And I think there will be a good competitive team for us. Walton Bryan, they were on the schedule before. I know we're going to be dropping to sales. I don't know how we feel about that 2 hours.
Okay. We're not quite ready for that yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams on there right now that I think can truly make us into a competitive program within the next couple of years.
Are we got still scrimmage, Sarah? I like that scrimmage. I always thought that was
right now
scrimmage.
Sarah is not on there, but I have reached out to their coach about.
I thought we had a really good rapport between the two programs, and there are some programs that you just want to attach yourself to, and I would think that Sarah was one of them. We're just talking. All right, what happens between now and opening day? We're sitting here on February the 6th. Opening day, let's just say it's August the 20th. What happens between now and then?
So right now we're in the weight room with Coach Deacon Dave Prophet.
I met him.
He's got many certifications in strength and conditioning and speed and agility. So the boys are working out with him right now, Monday, Thursday, Friday, 4 to 5:30. Here at the end of March, first week in April, we'll have 2 weeks where we do a spring practice. And it's not mandatory, but I know a lot of our senior boys are kind of only playing one sport right now, so I'd love for them to come out, and I understand a lot of other boys won't be able to make it. But we'll be getting into spring ball this year, kind of getting a head start than we have in years past. And then when we get July or June 1st rolls around, we'll be getting in the first days of summer practice. We'll be hitting hardcore from there on out into a dead period. And then after
that includes 7-on-7s, things like that?
7-on-7s won't come until after dead period. But after dead period, that's when we'll get the 7-on-7s going. And then, right, I'm thinking correctly, we'll have 3 weeks until our first scrimmage.
Yeah, Scott. Okay. All right. Well, sounds like you've got it pretty well mapped out. You know, we've touched on things that I thought maybe we needed to touch on, and I'm sure that a lot of people listening in, I've kind of promoted the fact that, you know, you were going to be on, and we'll have a chance to listen to the replay. I'll make sure that I put on the link to, just if you don't want to listen to the ball game, but want to listen to Jake Martin, you can do that. And, you know, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your family. You know, I just think that this is a Brossard kind of thing that we need to have happen, and I wish you the absolute best of luck. Any final thoughts?
I appreciate that, Dave. Yeah, just one thing, myself and our staff, like you said, we have a lot of alumni on as well. We're just going to do everything we can in order to see this program succeed at that next level. And we're going to take the buy-in from the boys, and we're going to work them, and we're going to try to get to that level.
There you go. Good luck to you, and welcome to Brossard Mustangs football.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Jake Martin, the first-year head coach of your Brossard football Mustang.
Thank you for the time.
Yes, sir.